Hello, 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 everyone. It is your girl, Erica Janelle, with another episode of Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle. First and foremost, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of my amazing, amazing mothers out here. It is not an easy job being a mom. It's a nonstop job. Even when your children get older and they move out, you still have the responsibility. You still are concerned with them and wanting to make sure that they make the best decision. So I want to just salute you moms. It was definitely a day for me where I literally just stayed in the house and did a bunch of nothing on purpose. And to me, that's the best kind of day. I always tell my kids, my daughter, who will be turning 25 this year, asked me, "Well, mom, what do you want for Mother's Day?" I say the same thing every year. I just want a clean house and peace and quiet. And so that's one of those things that we don't get as often because we wear so many hats as moms. So I wanted to just do a special message for our moms. And as a single mother, I want to say a message to you as well. This podcast is Relationship Talks. So I want to talk to our single moms really quickly. As it pertains to, you know, your overwhelming sometimes feelings of guilt when it comes to dating and or choosing you and the things that are interesting or of value to you outside of other people, outside of your children, outside of your spouse, outside of your boyfriend, your girlfriend, outside of your work responsibilities. It's so, so, so very important that you as single moms understand that you deserve love too. It does not mean that just because you are a mother or just because you are a single mother that you don't want companionship, that you don't want someone to share your life with, and that you don't want someone that's going to be there to help you navigate your different aspects of your life. We all were created for companionship and for balance in that type of situation. And so I want to just leave a quick message with my single moms. I remember when my kids were younger. I'm very blessed now that my oldest is an adult and my younger two are in high school. They will be adults in very few years. But I remember when I first went through my divorce and I did my healing process and I did my work and I was starting to think about being ready to date because, you know, yes, I'm ripping and running, doing all of these responsibilities, taking care of everybody else and doing this for the kids and going to this meeting and going to that parent-teacher conference and working full-time and taking care of all the things. And it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility on our shoulders. And God's intention was never for us to have to do it all by ourselves. That's why you're supposed to have a two-parent household, and we're both supposed to share those responsibilities. However, we all know that life does not work that way all the time. And so many of us were put into situations as single moms, sorry for the camera shake, guys, where we, you know, had to now learn how to navigate, you know, a dating life on top of all of those responsibilities. And I remember having someone tell me, I was like, you know, I'm really ready to meet someone. I'm really ready to be able to give myself the permission to fall in love again and the permission to be with a partner. Not so much that I'm looking for that partner to alleviate the stress of being a single mom specifically, but more so just for the companionship. And of course, that should be the end result, is that you guys are balancing with each other and you guys are helping each other. He's helping you so that all of the weight and the pressure is not on your shoulders, and you're helping him to build him up in whatever it is that he's doing or she's doing, whatever the case may be. And so I remember this person saying to me, "Well, you're going to have to wait till your kids grow up, because right now what you signed up for is that your life belongs to your kids." And I remember thinking to myself, well, dang, you know, they're young. So when am I going to ever get to a place where I can get to enjoy my life for myself? And it's such a dangerous place to be in. And it's such a dangerous words of advice to give someone, to tell them to put their lives on hold and their desires and their needs on hold just because you're a parent. We can do many different things. We wear many different hats. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I work for a company. I'm a mother. I am a friend. I was a wife. I was all of these things, and I wear all of these different hats. That does not mean that I have to now push all of my dreams, all of my goals, all of my desires to the back burner because I'm a mother or because I'm a single mother. We have to learn that just because we're in these predicaments, that does not mean that our lives just come to a halt. Before you were a mother, before you were a girlfriend, before you were a wife, before you were a sister, a cousin, a friend, you were you. And so it's super important to be able to remember to hold on to those things that make you uniquely who you are. I can recall times when my kids were younger and I just felt so overwhelmed. You know, I was working when I first moved to Maryland, I was working two jobs plus doing Uber and Lyft on the side. So I was working a total of four jobs and I was working crazy amounts of hours. And I had to do what I had to do just to support my family in this expensive cost of living in the state of Maryland. Coming from the South, it's super, super, it was way cheaper back then than it was to live here and having to navigate that. And I remember, you know, feeling so overwhelmed. And when I finally got in my stride with how to navigate my job and the kids and their homework responsibilities and my job duties and all of those things, juggling all those hats, I then begin to realize, I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm doing all of these things to provide. I'm doing all of these things to take care of my family. But what am I actually doing for myself? And so even before I really discovered my businesses and my entrepreneurship goals, I remember just feeling that longing for companionship. It's natural for us to want companionship. We're created in this earth to be with each other. You need to have someone that you can relate to. And so I remember feeling guilty trying to date. But I want to tell you all, as moms, as single moms specifically, it is okay for you to choose you. It is okay for you to still choose to live your dreams and your goals and the things that are important to you, in addition to your responsibilities as a parent. We can't just consume ourselves with all of our regular activities as an employee or as a business owner, as a mother, as a friend, all of these things, and we forget about ourselves. And I'm saying this from personal experience. When you neglect yourself, you will find that you start to feel very empty and you start to feel very stressed. And even sometimes you'll be kind of angry and contentious and, you know, you'll find yourself being kind of mean. And it's because you're not doing something that fulfills you. So I encourage you guys to find the grace to give yourselves the opportunity to date and give yourself the grace to give yourself the opportunity to find your dreams and your passions. You are not just a mother. You are not just an employee. You are not just a business owner. You are not just somebody's friend or cousin or sister. You are your unique individual self, and your voice and your purpose and the plan that God has for you is something that this world needs. There is something on the inside of you that you are supposed to contribute to society outside of just yourself. And so I encourage you guys to continue to understand the value of pouring into yourself. I am the first one to tell you, when I don't pour into myself, I notice immediately that's when depression hits me. And it's because I'm pouring out of my cup without filling my cup back up. So it's hard to minister to the people that God has called me to reach, i.e. through this podcast, through my nonprofit, you know, in music, all of the things that I do. It's hard for me to pour into those people when I have not poured into me. So I don't want you to negate the fact that you still have dreams, you still have goals, you still have visions, you still want to love life. It is okay for you to choose to be in love. As a single mom, as a single parent, it is totally fine. It is totally acceptable for you to have that. And I want us to start to give ourselves permission to do so. If we don't give ourselves permission to do so, we'll end up finding ourselves resentful. We'll end up finding ourselves angry. We'll find ourselves empty. And ultimately, you'll most likely, just like I experienced, depressed, because you cannot negate your own needs and your own desires just to serve everybody else. Remember, I always say this in my previous podcasts, when you guys are pouring into other people, they're supposed to get whatever comes out of your cup, whatever flows out of your cup. They're not supposed to take what's inside of your cup. What's inside of your cup is for you. They're supposed to get the overflow, whatever's running over your cup. What's in your cup is for you. And if you're not taking time to fill up your own cup by doing the things that you love, i.e. starting a business or finding a new hobby, doing something that you love. Some of us have gotten so consumed as being parents that we don't even know what we like anymore. That's a real thing. We have to learn to focus our energies on ourselves while we juggle all our responsibilities. I know it's challenging. I know it's hard. And I can hear people in the back of my mind saying, well, how do you have time to do it all? We make time for what we want to make time for. So if it means you got to get up an extra hour early or extra 30 minutes early. Because I remember when I first started this journey of really trying to conquer depression, and I realized and I was able to make the deductive reasoning skills to know that me not pouring into myself was leading to my depression. When I started to realize that me just doing things that I loved and finding things that I loved doing and pursuing those things, I realized that I wanted to give myself that extra 30 minutes. So I would get up early in the morning. I would do my yoga and meditation for an extra 30 minutes before it was time to start getting the kids up and logging into work and doing all of those things. And it made such a big difference. And I'll be honest, I've kind of let those things slip over the last few months. And that's simply because I'm just so slam jam busy in all of my business ventures and work and responsibilities with my kids getting older. You know, they're about to graduate. We got to start looking at colleges. We got all of those responsibilities, and it's a lot. But I noticed that when I don't do those things, immediately my energy level and my spirit level is just like down. Like I feel low. And I find myself more snappy. I find myself less patient, all of those things. And it's because I'm not pouring into myself. And if we actually do a real evaluation of our lives, we will notice that when you stop pouring into yourself, that's when you're going to see the triggers of depression, anxiety. You're angry all the time. You're bitter. You're resentful. You feel overwhelmed and overworked. That's why, because you're not balancing in a proper way. So I encourage you guys. This is a very quick message for today, but I really, really, really encourage you guys to maybe sit down. Take 5 minutes when you start your day, when you open up your eyes, whatever your process is in the morning. I know for me, when I open my eyes, the first words I speak out of my mouth, I want to be to God. So I talk to God first. And after I do all of that, I want to actually write down or think about or meditate on the things that I love to do that I need to get back to doing. And I promise you, you'll start to feel yourself feel more fulfilled. In addition to that, I encourage you single moms, after you've done your healing and you're ready to get out there and date, go ahead and date. It is fine. I think we have this misconception that just because you have kids, nobody's going to want to date you. You're undateable. I am here to tell you that is not true. I have definitely met some amazing, amazing people on my journey as a single mom that want to date me, that want to take some of the pressure off of my shoulders. And so I encourage you guys to find your tribe and put yourself out there. You are worthy of somebody loving you. I don't care what your circumstances were. I don't care if you cheated and that resulted in your relationship ending and that's why you became a single parent. I don't care. As long as we have time and the ability to breathe, we can still make better choices and we still deserve good things. That is the beauty of the grace of God. So I encourage my single moms to get out there and date. If you are ready to date, go and date. Do not feel like just because you're a single mother, you can't find love. I am here to tell you, you can find love. It is out there for you. And then you never know, you may meet a single dad and you guys may have so much in common. And when you come into each other's lives, you'll be able to help take some of that pressure and the stress off of each other. You never know how things can pan out. So I encourage you to put yourself out there. Once you're ready to get out there and you truly are ready to meet your person, I encourage you to get out there. Now, I will be the first to tell you, online dating, not my thing. But I've met some good people online. It's not my preference, okay? But I will tell you this. Don't negate the fact that you can find love after becoming a single parent. And that's for my males and my females. At the end of the day, we all deserve and want to be valued, seen, heard, understood, and loved. And everybody deserves that walking this earth. So I encourage you guys to continue to put yourself out there. I love you guys. Again, happy Mother's Day. I hope you did what you wanted to do today. I know for me, I wanted to do nothing. And it was a great day of doing nothing. I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Have an amazing week. Bye.